Hello, my friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family. So, guys, I wanted to share with you our brother Dave in the UK, who I've talked about so many times. You know, here's a person that's living in a building, you know, in an apartment, and just showing what can be done even in a, you know, urban setting. It's pretty amazing. So he utilizes every inch of space. He utilizes unconventional things, and he really puts together an amazing amount of his own food. He's told me that what he grows is probably like 80 or better percent of his diet, and he is vegan, so that's an important part of it.
It is, and he kind of makes it so there's really no excuses. No matter where you're at, what you're doing, you can set this up. He repurposes everything. He's just an amazing man.
And he's got a very green thumb, and you know, there's some people just have that energy and can grow things. And I will do a video showing you what we got going later on, next couple days as well. So this is the United Kingdom, and this is in the southern part. And again, you know, not ideal conditions, a lot of, you know, cold, damp weather, a lot of clouds, and yet, you know, he's able to get so much stuff going. So I just want to show you this, guys.
Seeds, obviously, planting strawberries. Pop choy going in there. It's a bit late, I know. So it's, anyway, look, it's looking better. There's just now, there's more. And I'm going to put seeds up there tonight. So sorry about that. Swing round.
Yeah.
In here, so they're potatoes, they're carrots, they're all potatoes there, spinach, leeks planted, some more white onions planted, and some lettuce, two different types of lettuce. So when they start coming up, and then I've done that for mint. So, just a bit of drain pipe hanging up with a pot on the end of it. I'm going to put something else there. So, that's got mint growing up. It's just starting to sprout. So, that would be nice. And then, all of that. Got the raspberries and blackberries. Strawberries up there. And then round the back here. Raspberries and blackberries. So it's looking pretty good. Everything's starting to come up that needs to. Morning, brother. Looking better.
So that's just part of it. He's utilizing every space he has. You can see this is out on the front porch, you know, or actually on the stairs just leading down to the street. You can see it's a brick building. Everything is utilized. Every little space is utilized. And there's a sneak peek of our property with the first the first shovel full of dirt. That now that is a uneven 10 to 12 foot deep hole. And there'll be more coming there. And you know, this is actually his wife going to work and fighting you know what. Notice how he has the pipe going up the railing. I mean, utilizing every inch of space.
Here. see. There's loads in there. And then the view would be on there. I can't really see how everything. Right. Still things to do down here. Growing. Yeah. Gonna be beans growing up into the ladder.
Beans growing up into the ladder.
Really well. They're doing really well. Got some tomatoes there. And the other one. Are they? These are starting to grow really big. They're doing really well. Look at that. Life. Quinoa. Oh. That's looking good. I don't think there's anything coming up yet. Apart from the stink. Rhubarb's doing well. It's grown since the last couple of days. Onion starts to come up there. Week up there, so it's doing well.
Amazing what you can do with limited space. This is the view from where he is as well. And you see he's utilizing like these tubes, and you could do a lot with those. You know, there's so much you could do. It's giving me more ideas as well. And so he's built his own greenhouses just out of plastic. He did have a problem with some rats getting in there, and they were decimating things. He had to get things up off the ground and seal things in. So it's just amazing what you can do.
It is amazing, and he repurposes everything. He has such a great imagination. He puts things everywhere, and you know, for me, it's the repurposing stuff is beautiful.
Exactly. I mean, so many things that people are throwing out can be utilized. And so, you know, Cindy and I were scavengers to a degree. I mean, we go for hikes in the desert and we see these, you know, mining companies that come in and then they leave like sewer piping. They leave all sorts of different stuff, wood, posts, poles, and they just, you know, leave it there, you know, and they move on to the next area. Pallets and stuff. And so, yeah, we'll just kind of do a little cleanup, and we're actually cleaning things up where there's things just dumped all over and repurposing and utilizing. So, you know, we do it without, you know, spending much money. And you can see he has repurposed so many things. So even if you're on limited funds, in the long run, it'll pay for itself. I mean, just like now, I've been saving seeds, everything that we have been getting. We were thankful that some local farmers, you know, they stopped coming to our area, and now they did come by, and so their stuff is farm grown. And so, you know, I'm saving the seeds from different pepper plants, from different cantaloupe and honeydews, and you name it. And you know, we're gonna just reuse them. It doesn't cost anything. It just takes your time and a little bit of water. Put them into the ground and you could get so much more. You know, Mother Earth has made it so that, boy, this could be a plentiful, you know, bountiful place. The problem is that we have, you know, greedy people at the top in charge trying to make, you know, everything genetically modified so it won't reproduce so that they make more profits. What a sick society we have top down. And, you know, we need to change it bottom up. That's the bottom line. And so Dave's an inspiration, and I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Yes, and thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you, Brother Dave. We love you, and we love you guys too. God bless and namaste.
Love you all. God bless and namaste.